So I need some help from our farmer folk. The farmer folk is what I call them there. That's how they're supposed to be addressed. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Good to be with you. Find everything I do, tonykatz.locals.com. TonyKatz.locals.com. Would love it if you would subscribe and be a part of what I'm building over there. It ain't Facebook, baby. Because Facebook is, well, dead. TonyKatz.locals.com. At least it is for me. U.S. farmers, according to Fox Business, sound alarm on single most catastrophic thing headed for corn crops. That got my attention. That got my attention. And this has to do with Mexico. Mexico is proposing a ban on U.S. imports of genetically modified corn. The argument being made in this article over at Fox Business is that, well, all we deal with is genetically modified corn. As a matter of fact, I'm not so sure, so they're talking to farmers, about the equipment to grow other kinds of corn and the skill set. We've never used conventional corn. I claim no expertise on corn. This is why I want answers to the question. Mexico is America's biggest buyer of corn. Yellow and white, they purchased more than $10 billion last season alone. So the issue here is the buying of corn from Mexico. But it's more than that, because it's about setting the market price. So let's say you're somebody who sells corn locally. You sell your corn to a distiller. That's how they make their bourbon. Or you sell your corn to some other type of farm for feed, whatever the case may be. The price may very well be set based on what the deals are with Mexico, because that's where the vast majority of corn is going. So even if you don't sell your corn to Mexico, you could still be losing out. Mexico's proposed approach, according to the USDA, which is not grounded in science, still threatens to disrupt billions of dollars in bilateral agricultural trade, cause serious economic harm to U.S. farmers and Mexican livestock producers, and stifle important innovations needed to help producers respond to pressing climate and food security challenges. The question before us is, why is Mexico going down this road? Before we start saying, well, they're wrong and here's why, I need to understand the why of what it is that they're doing. Is what they're doing based on some kind of wokeness? Oh, the genetically modified corn. That's the worst corn. Bad for the environment. Can't have that. People will starve. Corn, maize, a series of products, cultural and otherwise, utilized not only throughout Mexico, but throughout the world. People will go hungry if we're not utilizing the corn. But is there a reason for saying the GMO corn is a problem? The Nebraska Corn Growers Association saying we really need to come to the table and just resolve this issue and allow GMO corn to continue going into Mexico. I need to understand what's going on here. Sometimes these conversation pieces are nothing more than negotiation tactics to get to something else. Okay, we'll take the GMO corn. Gosh, you Americans, always so insistent. But we're going to need a better price. The plan was always a better price. So start in a place. Start by creating a panic and get radio hosts out of Indianapolis to talk about it and get farmers ginned up. And the next thing you know, all right. Well, you know, we'll take your corn. We'll take your precious corn. They were always going to take the corn. They just wanted to get X number of cents off. Or would it be a bushel? Is it a bushel of corn? I think, is it a bushel and a peck? I'm not sure which one is which, but I'm pretty sure it was in a musical. I'm pretty sure it was in a musical, and so therefore, I remember it. Everything I learned from musicals. I'm pretty sure that's it. Which one is Bushel and a Peck from? Isn't that is from a musical, isn't it?
Guys and Dolls.
Is it from Guys and Dolls? Thank you. Thank you so very, very much. I thought I had it right. I don't know how long this goes on for, but they better start singing because this is a pretty long intro. Oh, who knows what they're going to do? Oh, there we go.
What you doing, huh?
Doodling. Can you doodle?
Can I doodle? I can't get it out of my noodle.
How come?
Because I love you a bushel and a peck. A bushel and a peck and a hug around the neck.
It took a long time to get just to that. My gosh. I should start going to rehearsal. I think that's what we're saying now, Matt Bear.
We've been saying it forever.
If I would only show up and go over these things.
Right.
Good Lord. By the way, more musicals on this show than any other radio show in America. That is true, by the way. That is science. Science right there. And by the way, hold on. Kylan, are we sure this is Guys and Dolls?
That's what Wikipedia said, so I have no idea. I can't remember.
You're right. 1955.
It's been a minute.
You know? Yeah, it's been a minute. Because Guys and Dolls, you know, it's Nathan Detroit. That's all I can think of, you know, and the Floating Crabs game. By the way, the movie version, Brando and Sinatra. I mean, that's some firepower going on right there. Was made for $5.5 million, brought in 6.8, which I assume then was a good return. I assume. And I assume half of that $5.5 million was just to ensure that Frank always had clean underwear. He had a rule about clean underwear. That's another story for another day.